Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. 2 weeks ago on The Source, we brought you the story of the local city-owned adult education centers. They were being shut down due to the city hall's budget cuts, saving the city about $1.3 million, and little was being done to save these education centers. And as the end of issue was, wasn't getting a whole lot of attention in the local media. But after that source aired, we learned that city council members went to the city manager asking for additional information, and inquiries were made into finding ways to keep these centers open if possible. And the San Antonio Independent School District is stepping up to continue operations at two of those centers. Rebecca Atchley joins us. She is the SAISD Director of Adult and Community Education. Welcome to The Source, Rebecca.
Hi.
So tell us about what SAISD, what you are planning on doing with two of these centers, correct?
Yes. Actually, the St. Mary's University Learning Center and the Willie Velasquez Learning Center are the ones that are being repurposed by the city. And we are planning to move those. We are moving those to our Bowie facility, a district-owned previous elementary school from the past that's going to be used to service those students from those two learning centers. That way we'll continue our program. And then the two City of San Antonio facilities, both the Billa and the Wantas, we are in the process of leasing those. We're going to do a dollar lease for 6 months on each facility, and we will continue the programs at those two facilities as well.
The Billa Learning Center, that's on Ada Street, and the other center, the Wantas facility,
is on Guadalupe.
On Guadalupe.
The Billa is at 1033 Ada Street on the south side, and then we'll still continue to have the program at the Margarita Wantas Learning Center at 1411 Guadalupe Street. And, of course, our new facility, the one that we're moving, the St. Mary's and the Willie Velasquez, is located at the 439 Arbor Place, and that was a Bowie facility. And we were so happy. Our board was very supportive and wanted the programs to continue. We know the needs here in San Antonio. And basically, we're moving forward, and our programs will continue. We'll continue to provide the services because there is needs here.
We'll talk about the services that will be provided as SAISD takes over these centers. What's going to change there?
We're going to be continuing to provide GED preparation classes, adult basic ed classes, adult secondary ed classes, ESL, English as a Second Language, to learn, help our students learn English. And then we also offer the EL Civics, which is the English Literacy Civics. And then we're going to be able to offer these both during the morning, afternoon, and evening. Our centers, the Bowie, for example, will be open from 8:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m., Monday through Thursday evenings. And then on Friday, we're going to be offering some classes as well up through about 1 o'clock. We also have the centers at Wantas and Billa that will be running a similar opening at 8:30 to 9 o'clock. The classes will actually start for students at 9. The center will open at 8:30 and go till 9 p.m. in the evening, Monday through Thursday, with some classes being offered on Friday. We also have the TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, that we'll continue to provide. And we also offer distance learning, which is an opportunity through computer use to go online.
Our phone lines are open if you've got a question or a comment about the SAISD, San Antonio Independent School District, stepping up and taking over two of the City of San Antonio Adult Education Centers, which will be closed down at the end of this week after budget cuts at the City Hall, saving the city about $1.3 million. Call in. Our number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So when I spoke to some of the people at these adult education centers when I was calling around, they really had no idea what was happening. They were confused. They weren't getting much information from the city about what their future was. So I guess is the word getting out now to, because a lot of people really treasure these adult education centers, and they were really heartbroken to see them go away. They knew the valuable services they provide to these tough neighborhoods. And so what are you hearing back now from the people who go to and make good use of these centers?
Right. Well, I know that the people were concerned about the changes and stuff, but I think it has helped them to be more understanding and all the fact that the district has stepped up and we're going to go ahead and pick up the cost and stuff. I mean, it will cost us. There'll be costs that we did not have previously, like the utilities and maintenance. With our utilities, we're being told that it will run about $900 a month for each of the facilities. And then also the maintenance, we're going to try to keep the maintenance costs down and to a minimum as much as possible by using things like our custodial night crew from the district. Of course, there'll be phones and other services, you know, copiers and things like that that we'll have to put in place. But overall, the main thing is the services continue for our people. It's our, you know, we have, not only do we have the community, we have parents from our district that their children in K through 12 attend our schools. And we want all adults to be able to read to their children.
All right, let's get a quick caller on the air. Mario, go ahead. You're on the source, Mario.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to make a quick comment about these shutdowns. I honestly don't believe that the city of San Antonio should be putting $325 million towards making over the Henry B. Gonzalez Center when that's really not the focus, that's really not something we should be focusing on right now.
Okay, so you think that they could have found the $1.3 million to keep the adult education centers going from somewhere in the city budget?
I actually think they could find anything in the budget they put into the Henry B. Gonzalez Center into anything more important than that.
Okay. All right, Mario, I appreciate your call.
Education services. Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You know, those it's weird how a city is run. You know, dollars are allocated and they're split up and they can only be spent in certain ways. And like the Henry B. Gonzalez Center, that money is coming from the hotel tax. When people come in, they stay at our hotels, they get taxed, and that money has to be used on tourism services. So it's not like you can take that money and then repurpose it for this. But that's not to say that the city couldn't find the money to dedicate towards the adult education centers. And I know that, Rebecca, over at SAISD, you're going to be using funds that come from, you know, dedicated to education for the school district.
We will be using district funding to help pay these costs, these additional costs for utilities and maintenance.
Because education is not just for, you know, our school children, but also it's a lifelong journey.
We want lifelong learners, and like I said, it's important that all of our citizens and our people in our communities learn to speak the English and also have those opportunities, how to become a citizen if they wish.
Right, and how to get social services that are available to them. Rebecca Ashley from the SAISD Director of Adult Education, thank you so much for joining us. We're really glad that we were able to get our listeners an update because we got a lot of feedback on that story that we brought them about the city of San Antonio closing these 7 adult education centers. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about changes to the tax code that could impact you billionaires out there. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.